is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome, welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. I'm your host, Ariane, and today I'm going to be talking about a few kind of holiday slash freak accidents that happened during the holiday time, some another accident that just randomly happened, and also some interesting or weird, I wouldn't really call them weird, they're pretty interesting though, holiday traditions that happen around the world. So I'll touch on some specific areas that do some pretty interesting things. So first, I am going to tell you that more than 12,000 people are seen in emergency rooms each year during the holiday season for various injuries. Most of those being slips, trips, and falls, cuts on in any way, falls mostly from putting up Christmas lights on your houses and stuff. Also, a lot go in because of electric shock or electric burns because they're not being very careful or safe with what they're doing. So going in with that, I'm going to talk about some, first I'm going to talk about a man, who went on holiday and a crazy thing happened to him. So this man is from Florida. His name is Chris Gursky. And him and his wife decided they were going to go on holiday to Switzerland. And the first day there, he wanted to go hang gliding. His wife did not go hang gliding with him. It just was something he wanted to do. He's never been hang gliding before. So he decided he wanted to go hang gliding. So he found a place that did tandem hang gliding. Tandem, if you go hang gliding or skydiving, stuff like that, your first certain amount of times, they'll make you do tandem, which means that you have to go with a professional first for a certain amount of time. Each time you go, you'll have to go tandem. So I know I've been skydiving and they told me that I would have to go tandem skydiving at least 6 times before I could go by myself. And then they teach you like ways to land and pull the chute, stuff like that. So anyway, he went tandem hang gliding or paragliding. A lot of people call it paragliding, in Switzerland. And the guide or the pilot, whatever you want to call it, who he went with, they get ready to take off. So they run and take off and jump off this cliff where they start hang gliding. And the guide forgot, or I guess, I don't know, he didn't attach Gursky's harness to the hang glider, like the thing that glides. So immediately after they took off, he's over there kind of the guide like grabs his harness. So the guide has his harness. Chris Gursky is holding on with one hand to the little bar that's there. And his other hand is like grasping the hang glide, like the tandem guy who's riding with him. Anyway, this is so horrifying. He hung in like the middle of the air because, you know, as gliding, you kind of just have to steer and kind of you're like falling almost. But for 2 minutes and 14 seconds before the hang glider guide or pilot steered them to an area where they can land that wasn't too dangerous. Not that him hanging off of a hang glider or whatever it's called, you know, is dangerous. It's very dangerous, but he found a place that he can land, get them landed safely and quickly. So for 2 minutes and 14 seconds, he was hanging there, like literally hanging for his life. as he's on holiday, first day on holiday in Switzerland. This is so crazy. I would be so scared. If I watched that before I went skydiving, I probably would have never went skydiving. Even though they're two different things, I still would have been freaked out. And even then, after I went skydiving, I saw a video of some like 90-year-old lady, or maybe she was like an 80-year-old lady, where she decided to go skydiving for like her big event birthday and slipped out of the harness. Like, they didn't tighten it fast enough. So if you ever go skydiving, hang gliding, anything of the sort that where you need to wear a harness, make sure that everything is fastened properly and you're connected to your tandem partner or whoever, whatever device, properly, so you don't fall out, because that is a death wish. Please don't do that. But yeah, this guy Chris Gursky, he said that he's not very mad at the guy, which is interesting because I would be livid. Like, my life was on the line and he's not mad at him. He said very nice things. He said he's a wonderful man. He did everything he could and more to get me down as soon as possible. And all of this while gliding or piloting the hang glider thing with one hand. Gursky did end up with a broken wrist and torn bicep tendon, but that's it. So good on him for not being upset. I probably would have been a little bit more upset, but you know, I guess the positive is he lived during that. And oh, another quote that he said was, while they were looking for, the guy was looking for a place for them to land safely, what was going on in his head is he kept saying, "This is such a beautiful view." And then at the same time screaming to himself, "I'm about to die." So I can see how both of those work, because it is a beautiful view if you've ever been skydiving or hang gliding. I feel like hang gliding specifically, you would get a, you know, longer. But yeah, it is beautiful view when you're up in the sky like that. But yeah, very, very, very scary. So that's just a really weird one-off news story. Be careful when you're in Switzerland or when you're ever choosing to go hang gliding or skydiving, because I feel like those might go, they're not really the same thing, but they kind of go hand in hand. You're wearing a harness, you're falling from the sky with just, you know, the help of something keeping you up there. So be careful if you choose to do that. Do your homework, please do your homework. But it is very fun. I cannot describe the feeling. If you've never done it, I don't know. I know a lot of people are scared. I've been trying to get my best friend to go with me. She never will ever in her life, but, it's definitely a, what's it called? A adrenaline rush for sure. For sure. I would do it again. This time I want to go over an island somewhere over the water, but anyway, so yeah, that's my first weird news story. My second story's, this isn't really a second story, but it's more of like holiday accidents, weird holiday accidents. So I'm just going to name off, I don't know how many I have here, but there is some crazy ones. Random freakish holiday accidents. So a man in Norwich decided it would be a great idea to go down his chimney. And, so his idea process went like this. I'm going to climb on my roof and go down my chimney. How do I harness myself? So he had a rope. He tied one end of the rope to himself, and the other end of the rope he tied to the bumper of his car that was in his driveway. All right. That right there does not sound like a good idea. Men, please be smarter about situations. Anyway, he secured it to the bumper of his car that was in the driveway. He then climbs on top of his roof. Now, at this point, I'm assuming that his chimney is close, like in the same, like close to his, where his garage area where his car would be parked. Anyway, he climbs on top of the roof and proceeds to go down the chimney. However, this man is married and he did not tell his wife what he was planning on doing. And now I don't know if he was trying to surprise her or just randomly doing this one day, but she decides, I need to go to the store. And yes, so she jumps in the car that he was secured to and drives away. You guys, he got pulled. I don't even know if he was halfway in the chimney or what, but he was going through the chimney tied by a rope, and his wife drives off in his car while he's secured to the bumper. So yeah, very bad idea, guys. Please don't do that. And men, I wish you were smarter. because a lot of these stories have to do with men doing weird things. So, happy note, he was not badly injured. Of course, some cuts and scrapes and bruises. But if you're going to do something like that, maybe talk it over with your wife. Let her know what you're doing. And also give her the opportunity to talk you out of doing something dumb. Because I don't feel like that was very smart. And if he would have talked to his wife, I'm sure she would have talked him out of it. So there's our first weird holiday accidents. I'm gonna take a quick break and come back and talk about more interesting holiday kind of freak accidents that happened. Stay with me.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. I am still talking about, well, I just gave you guys before break one weird holiday accident that happened. I'm going to talk about the next few ones that I have here. It's like I said before, a lot of these have to do with men. So men, please be smarter about situations. If you're married, if you have a wife, if you have a girlfriend, whatever, please talk to her before you decide to do any of these random, weird, not smart things. I'm just saying. Okay, so a man in France, he decided, again, that this would be a great idea because you men do that so many times. I'm not saying all y'all are not smart, but I wish you could be smarter. I really love you guys, and we want you to stay on this earth longer, please. Anyway, a man in France decided it would be a great idea to scare his friend by breaking into her apartment. Her apartment is in a three-story building, so he decided, I'm going to climb up this building and break into her apartment and scare the mess out of her. However, on his way climbing up this three-story building, he unfortunately ended up falling. He did not die, to let you know, he did not die, but he did fall. And afterwards, he found out that he, in fact, had climbed up the wrong building. It wasn't even his friend's building. It was a floral shop. So, you know, if you're going to do something like this, make sure, I don't even want to encourage you guys doing stuff like this because it just is not smart. So, but if you're going to do that, make sure you're climbing up the right building. Okay. And I don't really feel like scaring your friend by climbing up in her building and breaking into her apartment is the smartest idea, because if she has reflexes, like if she keeps a gun in her purse or something like that, you might get shot. So be careful doing that. He is okay. He did have some minor injuries, but again, if he would have talked to her, and she probably would have talked him out of it. Of course, this was her apartment he was trying to break into. So, talk to another female friend or your mom or your sister or whoever else. Just don't break into people's buildings. I don't feel like that's a smart idea, even if it is your friend. They might stab you, you might get shot, you might get smacked, might not be that serious, but please be careful. Another situation, a man, please, men, I love you guys. I really, really do. Let's be smarter. If you don't have a female to talk to, hit me up. I don't know how I can help you. Message me, I don't care. A man was given a knife for a Christmas gift. And now I don't know if this was from who it was from, but he was given a knife as a Christmas gift. And of course, men like to play with their new toys, right? So this man decided, yes, this is amazing. I'm going to open the rest of my gifts with this knife. Cut into them, stuff like that. So the very next gift he got, he takes his knife, getting ready to open it. It unfortunately slips and he stabs himself in the leg. Freak accident. Why, man? Why? Please be smarter. please, please, please be smarter. I'm sure that hurt. And he did have to go get his leg checked out in an emergency room. Another one, a 33-year-old man was standing on his fence railing while hanging Christmas lights. Now, in certain parts of the country, it's cold and wet and snowy and slippery. So if you're going to hang Christmas lights, first of all, be careful. Second of all, please use a ladder, a sturdy base. And third, have somebody there to help secure you. Because as this man was standing on his fence railing to hang his lights, he slipped and his man parts got caught in a fence. Can you imagine how that must have felt? First of all, not even just like getting them hit. I'm not a man, so I don't know the pain, but I have had two children, one of them naturally. But I can only imagine, like, the top of fences are a little bit spiky, you know, they have that triangle shape. So can you imagine getting your man part stuck in that? I'm just saying, oh my goodness. I hope this man can have children later in life. I guarantee he will not be doing that again. Guarantee. The next story, a man was in Australia. So in Australia, he had a live Christmas tree, and we all know live Christmas trees, you still need to water them very carefully. This man ended up dying because he watered his Christmas tree while the lights were still plugged in. Now, I don't know if he had like a hose and he was just like watering it like that, but his lights were still plugged in. Some mishap happened. He ended up dying. If you're going to have a live tree, unplug the lights, turn on lights elsewhere in your house if you're going to water your Christmas tree if it's a live tree. Please, please, please be smart about situations. Men, I am sorry, but you got to be smarter. Again, I love you guys. Be smarter. The next two stories I have, one is of a little boy, and he's only 4, so I don't really feel like this is his fault, but it has to do with another live Christmas tree. So I don't know if his parents weren't keeping a very good eye on him or whatnot. I'm not going to call them bad parents. Anyway, he ended up inhaling a pine needle. This is so unfortunate. Freak accidents, people. Freak accidents during the holidays. So please be careful. He inhaled a pine needle and the needle had cut his left lung. In the x-ray, it had cut his left lung, which induced pneumonia. He ended up getting sick and ended up getting pneumonia because of it, because he had a slit in his lung. Be very careful. Watch your children. If you're going to have real trees, fake trees, whatever, if you have young children around. Because I even read some things where little kids were swallowing the ornaments, like chewing on them and swallowing them, stepping on them. If you have never stepped on an ornament, that mess hurts. It's broken glass everywhere. You don't want your children putting small pieces of ornament in weird places in their body, in their ears, up their nose, in their mouth, stuff like that. So this is an unfortunate story. However, they did, before, you know, as he got pneumonia, the doctors kind of did like an x-ray and found a little cut in his lung. And they were able to fix that up. This last crazy, crazy story, and it's so weird. Okay, this was an 88-year-old woman. So, guys, I'll give you a break there. This was an 88-year-old woman. Now, the story goes like this. She was sitting in her recliner at home, okay? And as she's sitting in her recliner, this is around the holiday season, and she's listening to some holiday music. She's 88 years old, guys. And she decides, you know, I want to dance a little bit. I'm going to move around in my chair. So she starts like wiggling her hips back and forth in her recliner, you know, just kind of moving a little bit, trying to feel the vibe of the music. You know what I'm saying? But while she was doing this, she ended up busting a hip because she was old probably first, but she was wiggling her hips and she breaks a hip, guys. Really, I felt so bad when I read this. It's so sad, but it's kind of funny to me that because you're running to dance and you're wiggling your hips, you end up breaking a hip. Osteoporosis is real. I'm just saying. So do everything you can to keep your bones healthy and strong. But another freak accident. She's sitting in her recliner. She wants to dance. She's wiggling her hips a little bit, trying to get down, feel the vibe to the holiday music, and she breaks a hip. Wow. That is so crazy. I looked these up on, I don't even remember what website, but these weird stories, just crazy, just crazy. I don't even know if I'm 88 years old and I have to sit in it. Maybe I'll just bob my head or something. Don't really like move my hips a lot. That scare me. I don't trying to break no hips. Watch your young children, watch your old grandparents, grandma, grandpa, great grandma, great grandpa. Keep an eye on them. Men, a lot of these had to do with you fellas. So please let's, ask your wife, ask your girlfriend, sister, mother, somebody before you decide something's a super, really great idea. And, just double check with them because like I said, men, I love you guys. I want you guys here on earth longer and in one piece, in one piece. We want you guys all to be safe. I'm going to take another quick break and then I'm going to talk about some interesting holiday traditions that happen around the world. And then I'll kind of give you a little breakdown on maybe one of my weird holiday traditions that we'd like to do. So stay with me. Thanks.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. All right, so I'm going to go into talking about some interesting holiday traditions that happen around the world. A lot of these, I don't know, they're pretty crazy. So the first one I'm going to talk about happens in Italy. Now, I don't know if this happens all over in Italy or if any of these happen all over the specific areas that they're at, but I know that they happen in these areas. I just don't know exactly where. So, in some parts of Italy, it's not really Santa who like conducts how you get your presents and stuff like that. There's an ugly but kind old witch, and her name is Befania. If I mispronounce that, please somebody comment on one of these and let me know. And let me know if I'm misinterpreting this. But her name is Befania and she controls the giving of the gifts. Now, how this works is, and it's not in December. This is in January, guys. So in January, January 5th is called the Eve of Epiphany. Okay. And the parents, they leave out broccoli and wine for Befania. And she flies around on a broomstick. She still comes in through the chimney. Same kind of story there. But she flies around on a broomstick. She has her wine, eats some vegetables, which is crazy. I like vegetables. And then she leaves gifts and treats for the children. So then on January 6th, they wake up and they find treats and gifts in their stockings that are hung there. So that's kind of interesting. I'd like to see a crazy, scary, ugly old witch. Even if she is nice, that's pretty cool. So I kind of like that. Maybe I'll implement that into my new holiday plans, holiday traditions, having a little old witch flying around. And I like the fact that they leave out wine and broccoli because I like wine. Moving on to the next one. This one happens in Japan. Now, this one kind of made me laugh because I'm from Utah and this is where this place that I'm going to talk about kind of originated there. In Japan, instead of having a big homemade family, like cooked homemade dinner, big family dinner, it says that most residents order out for KFC and have KFC dinner on December 25th. And the article was also saying that because it's so extensive that they have people on their website, if they're going to order, if they call in, stuff like that, they have them order 2 months in advance so they can make sure they have the everything prepared for how many orders they get. So crazy. And that's why it was interesting to me, because KFC, if you don't know, kind of originated in Utah. So that kind of threw me. I was like, oh, dang, maybe I'll go to Japan for a holiday just to have some KFC. I don't know. KFC, I didn't know if that was a big old hit. I didn't know it was a big hit like that in Japan. It's crazy. But yeah, maybe we'll see. What happens in Spain is that, and I don't know, like I said, I don't know what specific area of Spain, but in Spain, instead of this one was funny to me. Instead of Elf on a Shelf, they have they put out a little figurine that, I forget his name. It started with a C. Anyway, I'll get back to that. Anyway, they have this figurine, and this figurine, it's like a man, and he's squatting, and his pants are down around his ankles, and he's going boo-boo. He's taking a number two, right? It shows him taking a number two. And I don't know why they say they had to have this figurine has to be out amongst the nativity scene. So I guess the legend goes like this. The legend says that farmers would be punished with poor crop season if the figurine was not among the nativity scene. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And then they, in the new ones, I think that what I read, that the new figurines like this, they put people's faces on them, like basketball players. I read that even there's some Barack Obamas, but just as long as this little figurine is in a squatting position, going boot, taking number two, then, you know, you will have good crop season. So that was crazy to me. In Wales, they control a group of people. This one was crazy. So in Wales, they still do caroling. If you don't know what caroling is, you go around to people's houses, group of people, you start singing holiday songs, stuff like that. So in Wales, when they go caroling, there's one specific person in the group, and they dress up as a horse. And that one who's dressing up as a horse has to wear a real, like, horse skull. I do not know the purpose of this, but they said it might come from like an old folklore, but it didn't tell the story, so I don't know. But I thought that was crazy, that why would you wear a real horse skull? That's kind of creepy. If you came knocking on my door, I probably would not answer it to listen to your carols if you had somebody dressed like a horse with a horse skull on air. So that's an interesting story for the holiday traditions. Another one, this one's from Ukraine. Okay, so in Ukraine, they decorate their trees with spider webs. I do want to mention, if I get any of these wrong, please somebody comment and correct me, because I don't know if these still happen, but they said that the website I was reading, the article that I was reading, said that they do. So anyway, in Ukraine, they decorate their trees with spider webs. Now, this was kind of sweet to me and interesting at the same time, because the story went, the poorer families in the community, like if they were poor and they could not afford like decorations for their trees, they told their kids, you know, when they woke up and saw that they had put like the fake spider webs, like you ever pull cotton balls apart and kind of make those fake spider webs. So anyway, they would decorate the tree like that, and then they would tell their kids, the spiders came and decorated the tree for us because we couldn't afford any decorations. So they, every year they decorate their trees with spider webs. So I thought that was kind of sweet, and the kids get a kick out of it, and I thought it was a cool story. Interesting, and I don't know if it still happens, because spiders are creepy to me, and I don't want to see a tree full of spiders or spider webs, but kind of cute. Kind of creepy, kind of weird, cool at the same time. Another situation happens in Austria, Hungary, and Germany. All three of these places. So they don't get bad kids in America. Bad kids, they say you're going to get a lump of coal, right? But here they say you get a visit from Krampus. And I know you guys have heard, like, they've probably seen a movie or whatever, but Krampus, he's a beastly-like creature who would show up and punish the bad children. So that the story, somewhat of the story, I don't know if the exact storyline goes, but it says that he comes and takes you, and he either punishes you or he eats you, if you're found to be a bad child. So please don't be bad, because I don't want that to happen to you if you believe in that kind of stuff. But that's creepy. That's creepy. If you tell your kids that some Krampus monster is going to come take you away and punish you or eat you because you were bad, that's horrifying. I bet it makes them be good, though. I bet it does. Another one is what happens in Mexico. I don't know exactly what part of Mexico again, but it did say a specific city. I just forgot to write it down, and also I couldn't pronounce it, so I didn't want to try because I probably would have butchered it, and I would have got talked to about a lot of people. Anyway, somewhere in Mexico on December 23rd, they have groups of people or specific people would present the most impressive displays of radishes to be displayed throughout Christmas Day. They feel it brings good fortune, but radishes, they say they have to have them displayed throughout the holiday. And it's the most, I'm not a fan of radishes, but they say that the displays have to be impressive. Like, they have to be, you know, really, really awesome. So that's weird to me. Why would you want to make a display of radishes? I don't know. If that's your culture, by any means, or by all means, do you. But I'm not, yeah, like I said, I'm not a fan of radishes. They smell funny. They taste funny. It is what it is. The last story that I have here, this last weird, crazy tradition that I read happens in Iceland, and they call it the Yule Cat. Now, this is a vicious cat that roams and eats people if you have not received any new clothes before Christmas Eve. Let me explain this. The legend of this goes, so don't be over there thinking, oh, so if you're like a poor person, you can't afford clothes. No, it's not like that. So the legend states that the farmers used to use this story to scare their workers into processing the wool faster before Christmas. And if you know, like, you can use wool to make clothes, which I'm sure a lot of them way, way back had wool clothing to stay warm, stuff like that. But that was their means of money and stuff, is to process this wool. So they told these farmers, like, helpers, if you don't have, like, the new clothes, then this Yule cat is going to come and eat you. And it looked like an extremely large black cat, not like Black Panther, but like just super big black cat that would come and eat you. That's terrifying. So a lot of these people use the scare tactic for their people in the legends and their children, which is horrifying. I'm going to give you guys one story about, I wouldn't say it's really weird, but it might be a little bit cruel, that I did to my children one time. And that was, they were not being good for the holidays, so I did not give them their Christmas presents. I hid them in the hall closet, and I made them write a letter to Santa on why they didn't get, on telling him, if you understand why you didn't get your gifts. And they were good. They've been good since then. I'm going to let you know that right now. It worked. They did get their gifts at the end of it, at the end of the day. But yeah, I didn't really use the scare tactic. It's not really a weird story. It's kind of a cruel story, because I hear a lot of backlash from family members. Oh, that's so mean, blah, blah, blah. But it worked. And my kids, have been pretty much as good as kids can be, a little bit better for the years after that. Now that they're grown, they really don't believe in Santa no more. But, yeah, that's one of my weird traditions that I tell my kids that they should do to their kids if they're having troubles ever there. Anyway, I do want to say thanks for listening. Those were some interesting, weird kind of holiday traditions I want to bring up, just because it's around that time of the year, that season. Some more holiday accidents. Please be careful out there. If you're hanging up lights, doing decorations, stuff like that. We don't want any weird news stories about somebody doing some crazy stuff and getting injured. So thank you so much for listening. Join me next time on the GSMC Weird News Podcast.